This program contains descriptions of acts of stupidity that resulted in medical attention. Also, we cuss a lot. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Friday, July the 13th, 2018.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
it was the 4th of July, so fireworks.
Hell yeah. And this is Florida, so that means fireworks-related injuries.
If you forgot to buy fireworks, just shoot your gun in the air. What could go wrong?
And a Florida man goes limp and finds out he enjoyed it.
Plus, Florida man versus tourist, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. So we got an email this week, another email from a totally different listener than last time.
So how many does that make? Two?
That's two, yeah.
Woohoo! New record.
Yeah, and this one was from, I'm going to assume her name is pronounced Gia. It's kind of spelled a little differently, but that's what I'm going with. But Gia says, speaking of black bears, talking about your wonderful
kick-ass little game. Yeah. Uh-huh. Where's my Tito's, bitch? For Matitos.
I brought
you didn't bring shit, did you?
I brought vodka.
Last week, but you didn't bring the right thing. I said Tito's.
I brought beer this week.
Anyway. That's why we can't have nice shit.
So Gia says, speaking of black bears, 3 weeks ago, my mom was attacked by a black bear.
No shit?
Yeah. My mom went into the motorhome with the door left open. She still went in, even though she speculated that someone could be stealing stuff. I hope she was armed. That's not...
Or at least had two of them. You came by that comedy, folks. This is free.
Yeah, this is definitely free. To her surprise, she saw a 7-foot-tall bear, which was later proven to be 4.
A little overestimated, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, when those bears stand up on their hind legs, they look a little scarier than, or a little bigger than they actually are.
Well, this studio is, those doors are roughly, say, that's 7.
Yeah.
And that handle is 4.
Right. Well... I mean, I could see.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I could see.
Oh yeah.
If the bear's on four legs and it's 4 feet tall, I could see it standing up on its hind legs, being 7 foot tall. But I mean, that's not really 7 foot is not black bear size. That's more polar bear size, I would think.
Well, and we went through your little algorithm the other day.
Yeah, we don't have to go through the color scheme again.
Yeah,
back to her letter. My mom screamed and began to run after being scratched twice by the bear. I think your mom got lucky only getting scratched by the bear.
I've never heard of a bear scratching. I've heard of clawing.
Well, they got claws. And
well, that's what I'm saying. You come out with a little scratch. No, usually it's a gash.
Yeah. So anyways, I don't find the story too interesting. Really? This is in her letter. She doesn't find the story too interesting.
Yeah, her daughter. Yeah, the daughter.
The daughter, yeah. Oh, yeah, whatever, Mom.
Let me tell you what happened on Florida Man.
But I do enjoy your podcast a lot more than what my mom said. I don't know.
Her story was a lot. See, I told you. My game was good, man.
Yeah. But
I worked hard on that. Yeah. And I forgot about it this week, though, so I'm...
Don't worry, I've got plenty in the.
Hey, you pull that president shit again, and we're gonna have.
No, it's a lot. Trust me, it's easier this week.
Right, we ain't doing that again.
Back to the letter, and I think of your podcast as the unlikely gateway drug into comedy podcasts. Maybe a hallucinogen. Okay.
We have our own Gia, but thank you.
Yep. Keep on
it's
keeping.
Called vodka.
Keep on keeping on. I hope neither you guys or my sister, who is currently on a trip in Florida, end up in a Florida man story. Neither do we.
Amen to that.
So that was our listener email from this week. One other thing I wanted to talk about before we get into our stories this week, I just wanted to ask all of our listeners to go to podcastawards.com and vote for Florida Men. We are on the list for Listener's Choice.
How'd we get on the list?
I paid $10 to get us in there.
By popular demand.
Absolutely. And we're also in the society and culture section. So
society and culture.
That's absolutely.
Not comedy.
No.
Not world events.
Nope.
Not even geography.
Or news.
Our news.
Nope.
That's where you chose it or that's where they put us?
That's where I chose it because there was a lot less competition.
There was a lot less competition in there. That's where I was going.
Yeah, there was probably 40 comedy podcasts and there was about 10 or 12 in society and culture.
Oh, okay.
And I was looking at some prior winners, and a lot of them were shows that I listened to. So This is the 12th annual awards.
Really?
Oh, and there is an actual awards ceremony that you can watch online. So,
which means, do we have to dress up? If we're in the top two or three, do we get to go to New York City?
Anyway, it's a place where you got to put, you can't just wear flip-flops. You got to put.
That's why I said when you say Cleveland, like, that means I got to put hard toe shoes on.
Yeah, definitely.
But actually, I got to find them first.
Yeah, but please definitely go to podcastawards.com and vote for Florida Men under Listener's Choice and Society and Culture.
So what did you do for the 4th?
Actually, my wife and daughter and I went on a road trip all around the beautiful state of Florida. We hit Silver Springs up in the central part of the state and did a glass bottom boat tour of the different springs there, which was really cool. We saw a bunch of different fish and underwater springs and alligators and birds and all sorts of cool stuff. And then we headed over to some friends in the Panhandle and did a beach day there and watched fireworks on the 4th there. And then we actually left the state and went to Savannah, Georgia for a couple days.
Oh, okay.
And that was
nice.
Savannah.
Savannah's yes, beautiful.
Beautiful city. Yeah, it's definitely not Florida.
No. They have class.
Yeah, and we did a ghost tour of
Savannah.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Did you find any?
No. Did find a...
Did you look?
It wasn't really that kind of a tour. It was more of a put-on show. There was a young actress who was our tour guide who was really playing it up. I wouldn't say she has talent, but she has enthusiasm. and then we hit Jacksonville for my sister's 30th birthday.
All right.
Saw her. I did a
so you didn't blow anything up?
I didn't, but I watched people blow stuff up.
All right.
And it was in a lightning storm, so it was extra dangerous.
Yeah, we did that too. Yeah, we blew some shit up. Florida man has been told drinking plus holding a mortar tube equals bad idea. Well, define bad idea, because we sort of did this. Well, we didn't hold it, but there was a lot of drinking involved. And we had seven of them lined up, seven or eight lined up on a... He was holding it.
He was holding it. There's a video of this. This video is great, by the way.
Did it kick a little bit? Did it hit him? I'll just read the story.
Just read the story, right. And then I'll describe it.
A Florida man was injured when the mortar tube he was holding misfired.
Mm-hmm.
The Polk County... Hell yeah.
That's why I put this one in there.
You had me up. You should have had that first. Polk County, right off the bat. The Polk County Sheriff's... I guarantee you, you could take... If you could be a wholesaler, go to Polk County, set up in the local Walmart, in the outside, make a fortune.
Fourth
of July and New Year's.
Absolutely.
The Polk County Sheriff's Office released a video of the incident on Thursday. Drinking plus holding a mortar tube equals bad idea, the Sheriff's Office tweet said. So that's Grady. Deputy said the man suffered injuries to his hand and chest and is lucky to be alive.
Yeah, that is for damn sure. This video. So it shows him doing it twice in the video. The first time, it kicks him back a little bit, and he's brilliant enough to try it a second time. Well, the second time... As the article says here, it misfired. So something shot out the end of the mortar.
It went backwards?
No. It something shot out like it was supposed to, but apparently there was an explosive piece that got left in the tube and just blew up right in his freaking chest. And it's kind of a shitty video because it looks like it's from a security cam, but it had sound and.
Was it some cussing involved?
There was a little bit of cussing, but the video is all you need.
Oh, you got to love 4th of July in Polk County.
Absolutely. And it's not just in Polk County. So our second story, Florida man suffers partial amputation in fireworks blunder.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, a Florida man lost part of his hand while setting off fireworks on the 4th of July. Lauderdale Fire Assistant Chief Jeff Levy said the man's hand was, quote, partially amputated, unquote.
Not intentionally.
No. When they arrived just before midnight, he also lost a couple fingers and had chest injuries. When they arrived at the home west of the Turnpike and south of Oakland Park Boulevard, Levy said people were in the street after setting off fireworks. Witnesses told him that the man ignited a cherry bomb, but they were unable to confirm that. The man, in his 20s, of course, was taken to a hospital as a trauma alert patient. Using most fireworks is illegal in Florida. If it launches or explodes, it is off limits. Using fireworks illegally is a first-degree misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine. It is illegal to use most fireworks in Florida, but it is perfectly legal to purchase fireworks that launch or explode. There are businesses that are year-round businesses that you can walk into and just sign a little waiver that says, I'm using these to scare off birds off my agricultural property. And it is not upon the business to verify that you are not lying about filling out that affidavit.
So where I did not even know, can you still even buy legally cherry bombs?
You can buy things that look like cherry bombs.
One time. This was way back in the day. I had some at home, and it looked like what I thought a cherry bomb should look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it in an old stump in front of the house,
mm-hmm.
and I lit it. And I ran to the back of the house. There was no kaboom.
Mm-hmm.
There's supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
Right.
I go back out front, and ain't nothing but smoke.
You lit a red smoke bomb.
A red smoke bomb.
And you got sold a cherry bomb.
Son of a bitch.
How much did you pay for that smoke bomb?
I don't know. I was pissed. I thought shit was going to blow up. No, look about ain't nothing but a yard full of smoke. Well, John Cougar Mellencamp taught us about the cherry bomb.
Yep.
So he lost
some fingers and...
His hand was partially amputated and he lost fingers. Well, if your hand is partially amputated, doesn't that include the fingers as well?
I would assume that if the hand is amputated, that's the whole hand in one piece. It sounds like part of the hand blew off and part of the couple of the fingers blew off too in a separate direction.
He just fucked up.
Yeah. In his 20s.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, I've done stupid shit too, but I ain't never held a cherry bomb. I just want to go to the club cherry bomb.
Da, 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 where's that one at?
Da, 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 da. Indiana, probably.
Indiana?
That's where John Cougar's from.
Oh.
Mellencamp, sorry.
Okay.
Come on, keep up.
I thought you were talking about like the Pink Pony or some place like that.
No strip clubs.
I was going to say an Indiana strip club is probably...
Because,
you know, they moved down to Tampa when they... If they're good looking, they moved...
Outside the club.
Moved to Las Vegas or Tampa.
Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Make them go, you're gonna leave them all in there.
In keeping with the theme for this beautiful 200-degree evening in South Florida, Florida man loses fingers, eyebrows, and hearing in, quote, modified fireworks, unquote, mishaps.
Now, you like how I've just built upon the previous one. First was a guy gets hit in the chest. The second
guy blows off his
fingers. And
yeah. What do you want, man? Do you want me to tell you I'm impressed? Do you want me to tell you I love you? What? What do you want?
No, I'm just pointing out for the listeners to see that there's a progression.
Are you done? Can I finish the story? Can I get on
with
the story? Good Lord. All right. A Brevard County man. All right, where's Brevard County? Look it up.
East Coast, around.
It is East Coast.
Around the Space Coast area near Cape Canaveral.
That's what you're going with?
Yep.
All right. Brevard. Well, that's all right. That makes sense. Brevard County man's fingers were were blown off Tuesday night in a fireworks mishap, according to his friend. That's Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Now I am no private detective, although we've established Magnum P.I. as my hero.
Mm-hmm.
4th of July wasn't a Wednesday.
Yep.
He
getting started early. Yeah.
He was practicing. The accident happened at an apartment complex on Lindstrom Lane near North, whatever it is, Parkway on Merritt Island. Ryan Dobbard was airlifted to a hospital as a trauma alert patient with a serious injury to his hand, officials said. According to the friend, the victim's fingers have been frozen at the hospital, where doctors will attempt to reattach them. We thought he was playing at first, but his hand was just demolished, Jerome Cosby said. Cosby said he ran up to a second-story balcony where the firework went off to help his friend. I just seen blood shoot up in the air. It was crazy, right up to the balcony up there, Cosby said. The victim also lost his eyebrows, and his hearing was damaged by the sound of the explosion.
I'm sorry for laughing, but that's fucking funny right there. That's insult to injury right there. The eyebrows probably didn't hurt when they singed off, but he's going to look funny for
a month. He blowed his hand off, singed his eyebrows, and lost his hearing.
Yep.
As I said, the victim was also lost his eyebrow, and his hearing was damaged by the sound of the explosion. Another witness, Benito Cruz, said Daubert modified a firework, which had a short fuse, and it blew up in his hand.
So this isn't...
That's a horrible modification.
Yeah, this isn't a product failure. This is willful...
Just dumbass.
Yeah, stupidity.
So you're going to modify it, you're going to juice it up a little bit, cut it, put some more black powder in it, tweak it up a little bit, and put a half-inch fuse on it?
Yep.
Boom! People were taking mortars. Oh, here we go. Here's what he was doing. Mm-hmm. People were taking mortars and breaking them in half, taking off the shuttles so only the bottom was left, and lighting the mortar itself.
So he's just wanting a big old explosion right there where he's sitting.
Not 200 feet up in the air.
Yeah, not shooting up in the air. Just
makes perfect sense.
Dumbass.
My advice for people... Don't modify fireworks. Use them safely because you could blow your hand off.
This is a genius that his friend is right here. That is some deep, deep philosophical...
I know, right?
...thought put into that.
I wish I had friends like that. What a freaking dumbass. I mean, so you cut mortars. That's the big ones.
Yeah, those
You know, they go up and they go like 5 seconds later, then they blow up.
Yeah.
And all the little sparkly shit goes out.
And I did a little research on this one.
You did some research.
Yes. In the state of Florida, the only fireworks that are available commercially are the only mortars that are available are at a maximum of 1.75 inches in diameter.
1.75.
So just shorter than 2 inches. So like the business card is 2 inches on the short end.
All right.
So it's just a little bit shorter than that at its widest point.
Give me another reference.
1.75 inches? Yeah, that's your dick.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest that you can buy. And the ones that they sell are the ones that that the commercial firework, like if you go see the fireworks at Disney or wherever, yeah, they can be up to 12 inches in diameter.
12 inches?
Yeah.
In a mortar?
Yeah.
That's a missile.
That is those big fuckers that go off, and they look like they're right there in front of you. No, those are way up high in the sky.
How do you get a license for that?
I think you have to be some kind of professional with a degree or something.
You can get a degree in fireworks? Is that what you're saying?
Pyrotechnics?
You can get a degree in pyrotechnics.
Probably chemistry.
Chemistry.
Yeah.
So if I had a chemistry degree and a pyrotechnics degree... I could get a 12-inch mortar. That's what you're saying.
I'm talking out my ass.
Bullshit.
For commercial purposes, those are the big ones that you can get are 12 inches in diameter.
Damn, but he blew his freaking hand. Did it? It just messed his hand up. It didn't blow it off, did it?
No, this guy just lost. Well, he lost two fingers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they froze him.
Yep.
Kind of like they did when that Bobbitt woman cut his dick off. They put it in the freezer and froze it. I wonder if your finger shrinks like that when you freeze it. How do you attach it back if it's frozen and it's smaller than the place where it's supposed to go on?
Well, I'm wondering how you reattach it if it's like not like a nice straight seam along where the
edge.
Would
it be funny
if
they
attached.
Got it backwards and they put the bird finger on the index finger?
Well, they put the finger on backwards.
To,
so
they put it on backwards or it goes to flip you off and it's like the big finger's there as opposed to the little one?
Yep.
That's sad. I'm sorry.
Hey, he deserves to be made fun of. He broke the motor in half and lit the part that doesn't shoot away from you.
Dumbass.
Our fourth story, Florida man hit by celebratory gunfire during 4th of July fireworks show.
Ain't got no fireworks? Fuck it, I'm going to shoot a shotgun in the air.
Yeah, this one, our Florida man is not is the victim in this case. Obviously, it's another Florida man or woman who is the perpetrator and the stupid person, but this Florida man was just an innocent bystander. So, a Florida man was shot in the shoulder by gunfire during a 4th of July fireworks celebration, the Tampa Police Department said. Scott Deal, age 36, was walking through the amusement park Busch Gardens around 11:30 p.m. when he felt a sudden pain in his left shoulder, according to police. His wife noticed he was bleeding, and Deal sought medical attention. A responding officer determined from the wound that the bullet had come from behind, striking Deal at a downward angle. The injury likely occurred as a result of celebratory gunfire going off in the surrounding area during the fireworks show.
Classy, classy area.
Oh, yeah. Have you been to Busch Gardens?
No.
Yeah, it is not in the best neighborhood.
No.
No. Deal received treatment at a Tampa General Hospital and is expected to be okay, police said. X-rays of the
men's... You are talking about the park, right?
Yeah.
I am a child of the 80s, so just...
X-rays of the man's injury did not show a bullet. Police have yet to make an arrest. Busch Gardens spokesperson Karen Varga-Sinka released the following statement on Wednesday's incident. Quote, according to Tampa police, a guest of the park was struck by a stray bullet fired from outside the park's property following a 4th of July celebration. The guest was transported to Tampa General Hospital and is in stable condition. We are working closely with the Tampa Police Department on this incident, as the safety of Busch Gardens Tampa Bay's guests, team members, and animals in our care is always our top priority. Tampa Police reported two other instances of celebratory gunfire on Wednesday night. One happened at the Knollwood Manor Apartments and the other just west of Busch Gardens. Like I said, this is not a good area.
What comes up must...
What goes up must come down.
That's what I tried to say.
Yes. Actually, I did a little research on
this. Oh, you
this.
Did some more research.
I did. I was
what
really
the hell? Were you bored this.
This
week?
I was. Well, I was traveling a lot this week, so I was Googling. Celebratory gunfire actually has its own page on Wikipedia. And Mythbusters did an episode on firing guns up in the air, celebratory gunfire.
All right.
And tested whether or not it was plausible or... busted that it could kill you if a bullet shot up in the air can come straight down on you.
Really?
Yeah, because one of the theories was that a bullet coming straight down experiences too much turbulence and does not have the speed from the spinning for the stabilization, so it actually slows the bullet down slow enough that it won't kill you if it hits you in the head.
This hit him in the shoulder, and it penetrated, right?
Yes, it did. But what they said was it depends on the angle and the air resistance. If the bullet maintains a spinning on its way up and on its way down, that it is plausible that it could kill you. But if it goes up in straight enough at a straight enough angle that its spin gets disturbed, it would wobble a little bit, and then its terminal velocity would be lower. So it could knock you on the head, give you a big headache, but not actually penetrate the skin. So it was indeterminate.
What the hell? That was your research.
That was part of the research.
I'm waiting for the punchline. So
the other part of the research is that there are...
God, you must have been bored all week.
Florida is a big freaking state. We drove 2,000 miles this last week.
How many times did you get lost?
Zero.
How many times do you have to back up?
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled in all the parking spots all the way forward
so I can
drive straight out. But the other part was celebratory gunfire is culturally influenced. Puerto Rico, it is a big part of their culture that on special occasions like New Year's Eve and
just
birthdays.
Pop a cap off in the air.
Shoot them up in the air. Yep. And the Middle East is another place. But where it originated was in England in the olden days. That's the origin of the 21-gun salute.
Okay. I'm going to take your word on that because I did not do any research for this episode.
Okay. So that leads us into Florida Man or Tourist.
We're going to do that tonight, huh?
We are going to do that. It's time for a game called Florida Man or Tourist. So each week, except when Phil decides that he's going to do a little work on his own, which has happened
once
now, I give a list of five famous or infamous people. They could be actors, musicians, sports stars, criminals, or are famous in some other way. or a news story, or in case of this week, we are going to do movies. Were they filmed in Florida?
Crying out loud. Seriously?
And Phil has to guess if each one is a Florida man, meaning if it was a person, he was born in the Sunshine State or lived here for a significant period of time. This week, it's movies filmed in the state. So if any part of a movie was filmed in the state of Florida, we're going to call it Florida Man. The other option is tourist. If it was a person, it was a person who never stayed in Florida for longer than a vacation, i.e. 1 year. Or, in the case of this week, there were no scenes filmed in the state of Florida.
All right.
So if Phil guesses correctly on three or more of these, he wins. If he guesses two or fewer correctly, that means I win. And the winner gets, or the loser buys beer for the next week's episode. And I can't believe I closed this fucker. Okay. So, Florida Man at the Movies.
Florida Man at the Movies.
So you are going to tell me whether each movie that I describe to you here was filmed in the state of Florida in whole or in part, or if it was not filmed in Florida. So our first movie is The Hateful Eight. And this is the Kurt Russell movie where he stars as a bounty hunter who has to defend his captive from another bounty hunter played by Samuel L. Jackson.
I have no idea. What is it? What movie?
The Hateful Eight.
What year was it done?
Within the last 10 years.
Of course. I have no idea. I'm just going to guess. Okay. Tourist.
Okay. Movie number two.
Is it Wild Things with Denise Richard?
No. The movie number two is Jaws. This is the classic Jaws. Steven Spielberg shark flick.
Correct. I'm going with Tourist.
And Tourist on that one. Okay. Number three
is
was...
Is it Denise Richards in Wild Things?
No. Number three is Ocean's 11. This is the remake.
Ocean's 11.
This is the remake of the Casino Heist story. And this one has an all-star cast including George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Julia Roberts, Bernie Mac, Carl Reiner, Elliot Gould, Andy Garcia, and Matt Damon.
Tourist.
Tourist. Okay. Number four.
Is it Wild Things with Denise Richards?
No. Number four is Apollo 13.
Apollo 13.
Yes. Based on the true story of the third lunar mission that had a near catastrophic accident. Starring Tom Hanks and Gary Sinise in the movie that wasn't Forrest Gump.
I am going with Florida Man.
Florida Man. Okay. And our final movie is The Waterboy.
Is it Wild Things with Denise Richards?
I just said it's The Waterboy.
Fuck.
Adam Sandler plays a mentally deficient man who is recruited to play for the college football team he works for as a waterboy.
I'm going with Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Yep. That's okay. What I got.
All right. So our first movie was The Hateful Eight with Kurt Russell and Samuel L. Jackson. You said Tourist, and this one was a tourist. The entire story takes place in a cabin during a snowstorm, and that's in Wyoming.
Ain't no damn snow in Florida.
Nope.
Well, South Florida, anyway.
Number two.
Yep.
Jaws.
Jaws.
You said Tourist.
Yep. Filmed on set in California.
Absolutely not. It was not filmed in California. It was actually filmed in Martha's Vineyard and Australia.
Either way, I won, right?
Either way, you won.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. But parts of Jaws 2 were filmed in the Panhandle.
Well, we didn't talk about Jaws 2. We talked about Jaws 1.
Yep, but I thought maybe that might throw you off there.
It did not.
All right. Number three was Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11.
You said Tourist.
I did.
And the interiors of the casino in this movie were filmed at Universal Studios in Orlando.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
So that was a Florida man. That's
Florida, so I'm 1-2-1. All right.
Number four, Apollo 13.
Oh, yeah, that was at Cape Canaveral.
Yes, that was about the space program, yes. So duh. I was just hoping to give you a gimme on that one.
I'm 3-1. I win.
You win.
None of them were Wild Things with Denise Richards.
None of them were Wild Things. The final one was The Waterboy. You said Florida, and the classroom scenes in that one were filmed at Stetson University, and the football stadium was a DeLand High School football field.
4-1?
You went 4-1.
Son of a bitch. And none of them included Denise Richards and Wild Things.
Nope.
Which had to be filmed in Florida. Florida man chases woman with golf club, goes limp to resist arrest. Well, what goes limp? He does? I got to
read the story.
A Florida man who tussled with a cop trying to arrest him for disorderly conduct later said that he really enjoyed resisting because it was like being on live PD. You ever watch that?
I have caught a couple of them.
It's on A&E, isn't it?
I don't know.
A cable program that chronicles the mayhem that police officers encounter on the night shift. A patrolman was dispatched yesterday to a home in Sebastian, a city near Vero Beach, after a 911 caller reported that a man wielding a golf club was chasing a woman. Well, what kind of golf club? Was it a 9-iron or was it a putter?
I don't think that really matters.
Well, yeah, it does. If you're chasing me with a damn, you know, with a putter, you're chasing me with a big-ass fucking driver, it's going to hurt worse.
Not just much saying. Worse. Either way, you hit me with that in the head, it's going to hurt.
When an officer arrived on scene, he encountered Rudolph Grant.
There's an easy name for you.
I thank you. Finally, I got one without having to ask Siri how to say it.
Yep.
53 years young, who smelled of booze and was screaming and cursing in front of the residence. After trying to walk away, Grant struggled as the cops sought to handcuff him, according to an arrest affidavit. Grant, the cop noted, tried to pull away from him, tensed his arms with an attempt to get away from me, and finally made his body go limp.
So that was the whiskey.
It happened. And don't lie like you don't know what I'm talking about. Due to his erratic behavior, Grant was subsequently placed in, quote, mechanical restraints that were double locked. The hell is that?
I'm pretty sure that's handcuffs.
Double locked handcuffs?
One on the left hand, one on the right hand. I don't know.
I'm thinking more like a straitjacket.
That could be.
Before being placed into a squad car, Grant told the arresting officer that he really enjoyed resisting. It was like being on live PD. The A&E program, a cop's knockoff, bills itself as a documentary series covering DUI checkpoint stops to high-speed chases, bar fights to gang shootings, domestic disputes to drug bust.
So, Florida.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty freaking entertaining, by the way. It's like you can't stop watching it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's a reason that Cops has been on the air for, what, 40 years?
Wild Boys. No.
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys, not Wild Boys. I'm still on Wild Things, man. I messed up tonight. I was doing good until you brought up the Florida movies. I was hoping Denise Richard movie was on there. I was going to nail you on that. Grant was charged with resisting arrest and disorderly conduct. Both misdemeanors. He was released from the Indian River County Jail after posting a $1,000 bond and is scheduled for a July 31st court hearing. Grant's rap sheet includes a felony cocaine possession conviction. Well, what the hell was he? What was he going after the woman for?
Again, lousy reporting. They were more concerned with
the limp.
Him going limp and him wanting to be on live PD.
I mean, there's so many things left to...
Doesn't say if he knew the woman.
Did he know the woman? What kind of golf club was it? What brand was it? I mean, it's one thing.
What was their argument about? Why was he yelling?
Was he going... Was it a pink? I mean, that's... Makes a difference, right?
I have no idea. I don't play golf.
Apparently. There's just so many things left unsaid in this that really add to the story.
Yep.
Why was he after her in the first place? What'd she do to him? What did he do to her?
What did he want to do to her?
I know. Why are they in an altercation?
Why did you just have one golf club?
Yeah, because...
Usually you've got a whole bag full.
Yeah. I don't get it. There's so many things of the story left unsaid. Was he hungry? Did he bring a sandwich?
Did he steal her pulled pork sandwich?
I know, right? So many things. That's the show for this week. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Android Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Spreaker, YouTube, Vimeo, or wherever you get your podcasts. We won't tell anyone if you leave the same review on several platforms.
Like us on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Twitter at FloridaMenPod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email at FloridaMenPodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
Unless it involves clowns.
Call and leave a message. Even if you don't have anything important to say, we'd love to hear from our listeners, especially clowns.
Shut the fuck up. If you would like to support the show financially, you may make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes, discounts on our merchandise, which we will have one day, and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
Our paid subscribers get lots of extras. Head on over to our page on Patreon to see what they are. If you don't do any of that other stuff, at the very least, please vote for us on podcastawards.com in the Listener's Choice and Society and Culture categories. It'll really help us spread the word about our show.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted. Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Copyright 2018.
Florida man, might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. A Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
All right, final story for tonight's evening. Florida man chases woman with golf club, goes limp to resist arrest. You like that voice a little bit better?
Not
really. Do I sound like Les Nessman or something, you know, from WKRP? I mean, really professional? That's what I'm going for. I'm trying to go for my professional radio voice.
No.
That was more Walter Cronkite-ish, wasn't it?
No.
Fuck. All right, I'll start over. It was like being on Live PD, the A&E program. I was right.
There you go.
A cop's...
progeny.
What is that?
Progeny.
But what the hell is a progeny?
Child. Offspring. Descendant.
The A&E program, a cop's knockoff. Now I've completely lost my place. All right.
Credits.
No shit. And that's it for the show this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes below. Or, no, not in below, because you're listening to it, and then that would mean they're like at the bottom. Like if you're in your car, they'd be on the floorboard. So, I'm going to do that one again.
Okay.
If you would like to support the show financially, you may make a one-time donation at PayPal. The hell is that?
That
PayPal.me/ what?
Florida Men.
We couldn't come up with a regular PayPal like at PayPalMen at Gmail.
It's not an email address. It's a not? Web address, and you always forget the dot and the slash. So I had to spell that out for you.
At PayPal.me. Oh, I get it now. Okay, all right. Okay.
Just read the words.
I got it. Okay.
In the order that they're on the screen.
I got it. What the? All right. And you capitalized them just for the hell of it.
Yes.
Bastard.
It still fucked you up.
It did. It still messed me up. Gosh dang it. Any rub. Yeah. I was waiting for it and I fucked it up. And we made it through the whole episode without the dog running us out of the room this time.
Yep. And it was even Taco Tuesday.
It was?
Yeah. At
there's Taco Tuesday.
At the cafeteria at work.
Power to you, brother.
It hasn't even hit me yet.